Good afternoon, family. First name is Nina.
Nina, I'm sorry to bother you. I was just on the phone with what's his name? Orlando, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Chiquita just wants to know if she's authorized to work. I told her that she was. She said that she can't clock in. So what does she need to do?
She can't clock in for her current schedule or the additional
for the
hours?
Day. Yes, for the day.
So I want her
for today.
I want her to clock in on an unscheduled visit. So when she go to...
Yeah, this is Nina. She's telling you what to do. Here you go. Nina, okay.
Hello?
Nina says she wants you to clock in a different way. This is what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah. Tell her stop being frustrated because it's not my fault. Yeah, tell her don't do that to me.
Okay.
Right. So I want her, when she go to her schedule, like when she go to the screen where it say today's schedule, underneath is unscheduled visit.
All right, can you kind of take the phone then? She's talking.
Shut the door then.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. She's right here. Hey, all right, can you calm down, please? Nina,
yeah, she sounds frustrated.
Right.
Tell her it's not my fault. Like, I'm just trying to help her. Like, listen, we're going to make sure she get paid, for sure. Listen, I understand your frustrations, but you have to understand it's not my fault, okay? And I've been trying to help things along the way from the beginning, okay? So just please don't take it out on me, all right? So I want you to go to the second option on the HHA app where it has scheduled visits. I want you to go on unscheduled visits, and I want you to clock in on that until we get those hours.
Are you
going to
do it or not? So I need to know
what
the lady wants. So she can hang up.
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yeah, she hear you. I got to.
Okay. All right. So clock in on the second option, which is unscheduled visits. Click on the patient file, and then you should be able to clock in. And then once we get those hours, then we can grab that visit and create it. So, therefore, we can build the insurance.
And he authorized it to come over this morning. I was on the phone with him.
Right, but see, it takes 72. It takes 40. It takes 24 to 48 hours for us to receive it in the system. Right. So, as soon as we see it, then we'll be able to bill. She's going to get that money regardless. It's just that we got to get those hours from the insurance.
Now, only thing I was telling her, what's name told me that he was going to try to make sure she come sign for a check on Friday. Keita.
Wait, he's going to make sure she got a check for tomorrow? I mean, for Friday?
No, on Friday. That's what he told me. He's going to see. He said he's going to validate it to Arango, whatever
Arango?
His name is. Yeah.
No. Don't, no. No, let me.
All right. Well, this is he's a supervisor. I don't believe anything else, and I'm finding out. What's he saying? I'm sorry.
No, listen. Listen, Arango or everybody that's there, whatever goes through my administrator, Yona Blackstein, whatever he say he can do, he's going to try to do. So, but with the job being, he's not even in the office today. That's the problem because it's the holiday.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the holiday. Listen, babe, I understand what you're going through and I understand you want your money. And listen, I promise you, if I can't make this happen, I will give you personally $50. Okay?
Did you hear that?
I will personally give you $50 from the company's account only because this is what Arango promised you and our calls is recorded and we can see what was the conversation was. But I just don't want you to take your frustrations out on the wrong person because somebody else probably gave you false information.
The whole company.
So let me figure that out, and I promise I'll get back to you first thing Friday morning.
Off my regular 40 hours. Plus,
and did they tell you why?
Because Valerie approved it, and she wasn't even authorized.
All right, so wait. You said that you didn't get paid for the whole hours that you worked. It was hours missing. So did they tell you why the hours were missing?
5 days on there, and at the bottom it says 32 hours. And Oringo was trying to figure out how to.
So where was the 8 hours?
He's trying to figure that out. Well, how did this even happen? He didn't call back.
So they didn't pay you for one day?
They never called back. Yes, you're missing a day off for 40 hours.
Missing a whole day.
So did you clock in and out?
Yes, he did.
It was Riley's fault. She authorized something she couldn't authorize. She's not.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's why I called you this morning. But that's why
I'm sorry.
I talked to Bobby.
Listen,
she's done the hours over, so she can get that money that wasn't put on her check.
Was it for that day that she worked them 8 hours that we wasn't approved?
Yes.
We can't do nothing about that. Remember I told you?
But they send the money over.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you how that works with different agencies. So because we just found out that the client has two agencies that's billing, we can't move hours from one agency to another just like that. It has to take the coordinator, the service coordinator, putting it in, and it's 24 to 48 hours for us to receive it, for us to bill for that. She's going to get that. Yeah, she's going to get that because we discussed that. We discussed that, and I told them that she worked it. There's clock ins and out. You know, there. We see that she worked. So he wants to move those over, and I said, that's fine, but once we get it, then she will be compensated for it. But we can't bill in advance unless we have it to put it in the system. That's the only thing problem.
She said,
whatever his name is, I'm not sure he's over top of
Valeria,
sure.
Arango.
No, I think he's over top of him.
Yona?
No, it was a guy that called, actually. And he had to get with Valerie because Valerie was. Very disrespectful when she called yesterday.
All right, I'm going to get him to pull that call for sure. But listen, how many hours do you work, period?
She said he pulled the call yesterday.
He didn't like what she was doing. He didn't like how she was talking. He didn't like what she's doing lately.
Oh, I think, was it after 5? I think I was still in the office when I heard that call. Yeah, because I was just leaving when I heard that call.
Explain to me that can't get moved that fast, which I do understand. But I have a 40-hour shift. I got 8 hours missing out of that, too.
So it's not only the 8 hours you're missing from
which
you work additionally, plus the regular hours.
Because on the check, when I read it, it says 5 days. It says Janet Ejo for 5 days. But at the bottom, it says 32 hours.
Oh.
So they're trying to figure out how did that even happen.
Okay.
And that's when he told me he was going to expedite it or whatever.
Earlier.
Yeah, that's what he
Nobody
said.
Nobody never called.
So
listen, don't worry about it. Listen, I'm going to make sure when I get in the office on Friday, I get to the bottom of it and I take care of it, okay? What extra, okay? So don't worry about that, all right?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, because I know I understand.
Yeah, I literally only get in touch with you.
Well, that's okay. You can keep calling me if you feel like I'm the one person to go to. That's fine. But yeah, that's fine. I'm going to make sure it happens. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I apologize for any inconvenience that this may cause. Okay. You know, I'm mad at you, too. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at you.
Who? Oh, Keita.
Shakita.
She's talking to you.
Yeah, I'm mad at you. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at you. Because you took so darn long for that TB test, and it caused a riffraff.
No, that wasn't her fault.
No, I did the TB test.
Wait, no. She was supposed to do that from the beginning when she first started. This was... This is,
I did.
No. She went there and didn't get the results read.
Yeah, they didn't tell me
all physical bits. Right. So they did not give you the instructions on how that works. It's not your fault. It's the people part that you went to. But this is where the riffraff started from. Okay? But we're done with that, okay? But I'm going to make sure I take care of you, okay, babe?
No problem.
All right. Y'all both enjoy y'all Christmas, all right?
All right. Thank you, Nina.
All right. And I'll talk to y'all Friday.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.